When the Nazis came to Rotherham, most people stayed indoors and closed their blinds. Let them have their Nazi rally, then try to leave the day behind. Then the Nazis came to Rotherham. In 14 months they marched 14 times, always accusing every Asian of every unspeakable crime. Then the Nazis were there in Rotherham when he was walking to the mosque to pray. Mushin Ahmed was beaten so savagely that he died that way. Then when the Nazis came back to Rotherham, this time the town was in the streets. So this time the cops kettled the march, and this time they forced the march to meet the Nazis who hang out in Rotherham at a pub called the William Fry, who were waiting for the kettled marchers so they could attack them as they were passing by. And the police raid came at dawn, awakening everyone. I was there with my family, asking them, what have I done? What have I done? Attacked by the Nazis in Rotherham, they had to act in self-defense. How could this possibly be a criminal offense? The Nazis came to Rotherham, then the Crown charged 12 men for defending children from racist attacks as they were forced to walk by the pub. When the Nazis came to Rotherham, and then prison hung over the heads of those who defended their children instead of cowering under their beds. And the police raid came at dawn, awakening everyone. I was there with my family, asking them, what have I done? What have I done? The Nazis came to Rotherham, and the trial of the Rotherham 12 was the consequence of Asian men who dared to defend themselves. Those who fought the Nazis in Rotherham could have gone to prison for years, but they were found not guilty by a jury of their mostly white working class peers. The Nazis came to Rotherham. Some of them did time behind bars. Though the Rotherham 12 were acquitted, the families are marked by the scars. When the police raid came at dawn, awakening everyone. I was there with my family, asking them, what have I done? What have I done?